Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, April 15th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers' nine-game winning streak comes to a very quiet end at Miller Park on Monday night as they get shut out by the St. Louis Cardinals 4-0 in the first of a three-game series. Lance Lynn was outstanding. He went seven innings, gave up just three hits, and struck out 11. Lynn said everything was working off his fastball.
You know, I was able to mix it up when I needed to, and then I was able to, my fastball was good tonight, and you got location, and then you have a little extra when you need it. Makes it a little easier to pitch at times.
Gene Segura with a couple of knocks, Jonathan Lucroy a double, and that was it for the Brewers. Meanwhile, Matt Garza taking the loss. He's now 0-2. He has two of the three Brewer losses on the season. Johnny Peralta touched him for a solo home run in the second, but Garza was more upset when John Jay broke it open with a three-run blast in the sixth.
There's a big momentum shift right there. You know, I felt we had the momentum going in after the tag at home, and then the great plays on defense, and then that just was kind of like a backbreaker sort of sense. But, we're fine. You know, we'll come back and start a new thing tomorrow.
Brewers 10-3 still lead the division. They'll send Marco Estrada against Shelby Miller in Game 2 of the series on Tuesday night. Elsewhere in the National League, the Atlanta Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies 9-6. Dan Uglas' second home run of the night was a big one. A grand slam home run in the top of the ninth inning. Uglas said it was nice to help save the bullpen.
We put ourselves in a position to take back the lead. You don't see Avalon give up runs very, very much at all, much less four, so that was very rare. And we also wanted to get his back since he's picked us up so much. It's just, you can't explain.
Can't explain it. That's baseball. Washington over at Miami 9-2. The Mets behind young Zach Wheeler beat the Diamondbacks 7-3. With San Diego 5, Colorado 4 are the winning runs. Two of them score on the same wild pitch in the eighth inning. Got to the backstop to allow one run to score. Catcher throws it away to allow the second. The man who released it, Rex Brothers, says that's an ugly way to lose.
I don't have an excuse. It's as hard as it is to swallow this pill, put it behind me, and get my butt back out there and get the job done for these other guys.
And the Pittsburgh Pirates and Cincinnati Reds were tied at 7 after 7 when the rains fell in Cincinnati. This game featured 10 home runs from both teams, just two away from the single-game Major League record. They'll finish that contest Tuesday night, then play the regularly scheduled game. In the American League, Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 7-1. Seattle, a 7-1 winner over Texas, scored six runs in the sixth inning. And Oakland gets by the LA Angels 3-2. John Jaso coming up with a pinch hit, two-run home run in the top of the ninth inning.
Super exciting. I mean, especially like our starting pitcher, Chavi, did a great job, you know, keeping us in the game. And their starting pitcher did a great job. And I had a lot of family up in the stands. My mom, cousins, aunts, uncles were all up there, so it was exciting for them.
More baseball news. Tampa Bay Rays will be without Matt Moore for maybe an entire year. According to the Tampa Bay Times, Moore will undergo Tommy John surgery next week. He left a game April 7th in Kansas City after feeling soreness in his elbow. Minor league baseball, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers and Lansing postponed by the snowstorm at Fox City Stadium. They'll try and get one in on Tuesday night. A doubleheader is scheduled for Wednesday. Clint Coulter, Brewers' number one draft choice of 2012, named the first Midwest League Player of the Week this season. 8-for-28 with four home runs, including a grand slam, and he scored seven runs. To the NBA, where the Toronto Raptors beat the Milwaukee Bucks 110-100 in Toronto. Grievous Vasquez with 25. Kyle Lowry added 24 as the Raptors set a franchise record with their 48th win of the season.
Everybody kind of, you know, we bought it. You know, we had a group, you know, at the start of the season that was, you know, motivated and dedicated to winning. You know, everything didn't pan out, you know, made a move. And then we got a group of guys who came in who really filled the voids that we needed filled and kind of just bought into it. And coaches, staff, and the organization, everything just, you know, everyone's on the same page.
It's been a blank page for the Milwaukee Bucks this year. Ramon Sessions led the way with 21, but Larry Drew's club clinches the worst record in the league this year at now 15-66.
The guys, you know, they played hard. There were some bad stretches, but, you know, we kept fighting. And you know, Toronto, as I said, they're just a very talented basketball team. They've been playing well. They got, you know, speed, quickness, and They spread you out.
Bucks will wrap up the season hosting Atlanta on Wednesday night. They become only the third team in NBA history to go through an entire season without winning back-to-back games all year. And now they'll have a 25% chance of winning the lottery as the worst team and have the number one pick in the NBA draft in June. Other finals at Philadelphia beat Boston 113-108. Washington over Miami 114-93. Heat resting LeBron James and Chris Bosh for the playoff now that they have the two seed in the East locked up. Charlotte over Atlanta 95-93. Houston clinches the number four seed in the West by beating San Antonio 104-98. New Orleans gets 41 from Tyreek Evans in beating Oklahoma City 101-89. With Chicago over Orlando 108-95. Lakers beat Utah 119-104. Nick Young with 41. Memphis a big win 97-91 over Phoenix, clinching a playoff spot. Head coach David Gerger says we deserved it.
For these guys, it's a happy locker room, relieved locker room, and just a very proud guys with great chemistry and just lots of backslapping and happiness about each other, because they really did do this whole thing together, not just tonight, but since December.
Grizzlies will host Dallas in their finale. The winner will have the 7th seed in the West. The loser will be number 8. And Golden State beat Minnesota 130-120. College basketball, the NBA draft class is getting a little bigger. Michigan's Nick Stauskas, Glenn Robinson III, expected to enter the draft, along with Arizona's Aaron Gordon and Michigan State's Gary Harris. Willie Cauley-Stein of Kentucky, Louisville's Montrezl Harrell are returning to their schools. The Connecticut Sun made Stanford forward Shanae Ogwumike the top pick in yesterday's WNBA draft. Shanae's sister, Anika, was also a top choice of the LA Sparks 2012. WNBA season will get underway on May 16th. National Hockey League Stanley Cup playoffs will begin on Wednesday night, but after missing the playoffs for the second straight year, the Nashville Predators have fired head coach Barry Trotz. 15 years. He was the longest tenured coach in the NHL and the only coach in Nashville history. A couple of football notes. Matt Flynn is going to pay a call on the New York Giants on Tuesday. The free agent quarterback still wants to be a backup to Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, but a contract hasn't been worked out yet, so he's going to test the waters a bit. Maybe be Eli Manning's number two man. Giants also expected to work out former Buccaneer and Viking Josh Freeman. And the Packers' 9th annual tailgate tour will roll out of Lambeau Field today and tour several cities across Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. The Green Bay Blizzard of the Indoor Football League have fired head coach Chad Baldwin after an 0-6 start. He was just 3-11 since taking over for Robert Fuller, who was fired after a 1-5 start last year. Green Bay, the only winless team in the IFL. They're off to their worst start since their first year as a franchise when they were 0-8. Offensive coordinator Tommy Williams was promoted. He'll get his first crack with the Blizzard when they host Tri-Cities at the Rush Center on Saturday night. Olympic champion Michael Phelps making a return to competitive swimming. He'll take part in the Arena Grand Prix in Mesa, Arizona later this month. His first competition since the 2012 Summer Games in London. Phelps, now 28, a 22-time Olympic medalist, 18 of them gold. The most decorated Olympic athlete of all time. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.